The Sustainable Development Goals, in order for them to be achieved, need to be inclusive. They need to be participatory. Volunteerism is one of the most basic social expressions of contributing to social good on behalf of peace and development. Volunteerism encompasses all individuals. It does not have any bias to gender, to age, to income bracket, to ethnicity. Anybody can volunteer. Volunteerism is truly universal, and the more people that get engaged globally in support of improving the livelihoods of those around them through volunteerism, and currently on average approximately 1 billion people volunteer every year in making contributions to their communities, I think the closer we will arrive at achieving our very ambitious agenda by the year 2030.
Do you have an example of the good case of volunteers in some countries?
I just came from Ecuador again, whereby they experienced the devastating earthquake of April 2016. And we know the damage that it cost to the country as well as the lives that were lost. Volunteers were some of the first responders, whereby they ensured debris management and housing demolition. They helped rescue people that were unfortunately affected by the events, provided shelter and food, helped set up new, improved living conditions so that they could build back better. So volunteers were really on the ground working with the communities to reach out and provide basic social services to those affected by the earthquake.
And now we have a big crisis of refugees in Europe, conflicts in the Middle East, mm-hmm. and the situation also with Haiti, with the Hurricane Matthew.
Yes.
So what is the role of the volunteers in this case?
We currently have partnered with UN High Commissioner for Refugees in Europe to help manage the migrant and refugee crisis, whereby we're providing volunteers to serve in the case of, for example, protection and resettlement officers to ensure that people have adequate access to shelter, that are receiving the information that they need to have a life of dignity in their new host communities. We are working very actively in also some other countries, such as Syria or Somalia or Libya or Egypt, where a number of these refugees are coming from, or the migrants are coming from, to improve the conditions within their immediate confines so that they will see and make contributions in their home countries as well.
And finally, what kind of people you are reaching for the to be volunteers?
Everybody. I mean, the only stipulation that we have is you must be 18 years or older. But beyond that, volunteering is truly universal. We anticipate the average age of an international volunteer is 37. So they come with some years of professional experience, but we're not exclusive to also engaging youth. And in fact, we're encouraging more youth to volunteer within the UN system.